Rocky Mountain School in Good News Bay hasn't had a Yupik teacher in over a year. Last week, the students started reciting the Pledge of Allegiance in Yupik to incorporate the language into the school day. KDLG's Izzy Ross has more.
At 8:35 each morning, a community member leads all 64 students in kindergarten through 12th grade in the Yupik Pledge. It's an effort to integrate the language into the school day in the absence of a teacher. That's according to Principal Sally Benedict.
The school board asked me where we're at on our Yupik teacher, and at this present time, there's nobody who has filled that position yet, so we wanted to make sure that we still had Yupik going on in the school. So we all went into the Yupik room, and we looked on our wall, and we saw the Pledge of Allegiance, and we thought that would be a great place to start.
Unlike many dual-language schools in the Lower Kuskokwim School District that teach in both Yupik and English, Rocky Mountain is English first. And finding a Yupik language teacher has been challenging.
You have to be able to speak, read, and write Yupik, and you have to be able to pass proficiency exams on the speaking, reading, and writing, as well as being able to pass what's called a praxis exam.
Non-regular certified instructors must be hired as associate teachers and enroll in an education program. Since 2013, LKSD has required teachers who don't hold a degree to earn one by taking 9 credits a year. The goal is to have more state-qualified Yupik teachers. The biggest hurdle to finding a teacher, according to Benedict, is that the position at Rocky Mountain School is part-time.
It's 2 hours, 4 days a week. It's not a full-time job. Super hard to get somebody.
To fill the curricular void, the school is looking for a traditional cultural specialist for next semester. Applicants still need to pass a proficiency exam in Yupik, but they don't have to take college classes. The teaching position will remain open in hopes of attracting an instructor willing to become a certified teacher. For now, the students at Rocky Mountain School will learn the Yupik Pledge of Allegiance line by line. In Dillingham, I'm Izzy Ross.